teaching Shankar, but you have only come to teach him all these things? Are you master of Shankar? Then he became so angry and gave
curse.
That he should be an asura. Here we see that Shankar became no angry, but his wife became angry. Why? It seems that he has some
Dehatma
Abhiman. Dehatma Abhiman means? No no difference between body and soul, that they can be angry. If he will told to Sukadeva Goswami, he will not be angry. He will not hear all these things, because he is out of all these things. So Shankar became some envied with Parvati. And he told that, as you have given curse to Sipaketu Maharaj, if he will say that I will not take, then what will be? It will come to you. If you are giving me 100 rupees or 1 lakh of rupees, I told that I will not take, then where it will go? To you again? So if he is not taking your course, then finally it will come to you. But he smiling and he took. It means that you have some this relation with body. You are knowing that body is myself. So here we see that Shankar did not take all these things, but Uma Parvati took all these things, and that is why he became angry. She became angry. In this assembly there were so many persons who can think like so, or afterward anyone read this or explain this, they will also think like so, that Krishna has done against dharma, religion. So sa katham dharma setuna, Krishna is dharma setuna. Setuna, setu means pool,
bridge,
no? In a river, to cross river, a pool is needed. Also, to cross sea, Mahasagar, Ramchandra has made
a bridge.
Similarly, in Paramartha Rajya, you understand?
Spiritual
realm. Also from this Bhava Mahasagar, we'll have to cross this sagar. Birth and death, it is Mahasagar, ocean, great oceans. Krishna is setu between this world and that world. He cannot do anything against religion. What is improper, Krishna cannot do. He cannot tell lie. He cannot have lust. He cannot be angry. All good qualities are in Krishna. Good means all are chetan gun, chit gun. No worldly gun is there. And he is setu, meaning all follow Krishna. Jad jad acharati sestat tat tat itarojana. And especially to cross this Bhavasindhu, Bhavasindhu meaning birth, death, this great ocean, Krishna is Setu. By following the upadesh, instructions of Krishna, anyone can go to that world, crossing this mountain. So being so, and Bhakta, he has told Gita, he has told Uddhava Sandesh, all Shastra has come from Krishna. Shastra Jonitva, where? Brahma Sutra. In Brahma Sutra, gist of all Upanishads is Brahma Sutra, told by Vyasa, Brahma Sutra. In Vyasa Sutra, he has told that Krishna is Shastra Jonitva. He is the mole origin of all Shastra. Or by Shastra, anyone can know Krishna. So being so, Krishna, why he pratipam acharat? Why he did all these activities against Shastra, against Sadachar, and against the religion? Why he did so? Pratipam. Here pratip means a thug, cheater. Also pretending to be religious person. But actually he is against religious things. He is called pratip in Sanskrit. Here tell pratipavata, like unreligious person, like cheaters, like unreligious persons. Because he is Brahma. Brahma means Chetan, Chit, Viru Chit is Brahma. And he is also Brahman, out of Akshit. And all these bad qualities and all luck and everything, to cheat, to do all these things, what he has done, is not a duty of Brahman. Brahman is out of all these things. So why he did? Especially he, paradharabhimarsanam, paradhara, the wife of others, all other groups. Why he touched them? Why he saw them? Why he embraced them? Why he did so? Here Jiva Goswami is telling something. And Vishwanath Chakravarti is telling something. We should read something from Vaishnava Toshini and then Vishwanath Chakravarti. He is telling that Krishna has called all the gopis by his float. And after that, they have done premala. Premalap means?
Loving conversations.
What is that?
Loving conversation.
Conversation. What loving conversation? Krishna told that Swagatam O Mahabhaga. Swagatam. Welcome. I am welcoming you. But why you have come? No reply. You have come to see me? Or you have come to see the natural scenery. Yamuna is flowing. It is moonlight night, moon night, full moon. Flowers are blooming, so fragrant and sheetal. Cool air is blowing. You have come to see all these things. Oh, when the divinity spoke, then Krishna also again told, oh, you are anamaya brajam. Whether any
disturbance
in braja, that you have come to tell me, why you have come? Oh, yes, you have come to see me. I am Lord of Lord. Now you should return. You are the wives of all gopis. You should not stay here. Because night is dark and everything is dark, so dangerous. Wild beasts are here. And you should return and serve your husband, children, father and mother and all others. Then gopis replied them, and Krishna was bound to them, that we are beginning, charity beginning is from home, so you should, and you are teaching us so many religious things, but you should treat like that. Ye jathang mam prapadyante. And after that, so many things there. At last Krishna told that I was not out of sight, but I was with you all times. And I was thinking that what you are talking together in my birah,
separation.
And I saw that in whole world up to now, separation like you, separation mood like I have not seen. In any shastra I have not read. I am ready to you. I am
indebted
to you. Na pareham rupadvasam. And though there are so many things. After that, Premala, and after that dance together, with each gopi dancing, touching the bodies, and when Srimati Radhika became out of sight, Krishna also left the ras, met Radhika in alone, and he did Shingar in Vrindavan here, and again he did prasadam to Radha Maan. Also, he showed that leaving all gopi, I can go to Radhika. So their mud were down, mud, you know, mud. And he pleased Srimati Radhika. Again, leaving Radhika, he again went out of sight. After that, he came inside as a madan, and gopis asked Krishna questions, so many questions, that those who anyone do prem to them. If anyone does not have prem, but yet one does prem, and another type of persons, whether you do prem or not, they have no prem, among who you are. Krishna is skillfully told that I am not among them. And Krishna counted them, 7 or 8 stages, or 9 stages. And he told that I am out of all that. Then who are you? Gopis began to clap that Krishna has come in our prayer. Now he is Guru Drohi. We are first thinking that Krishna is
a Kritagya.
But now he himself admitted that he is Guru Drohi. But Krishna began to laugh and told that, no, I am not Guru Drohi. I am Suhrit of you, very beloved to you. I have escaped only to show whole world to Narad and Brahma and all other very dearest devotees that your love for me, your affection for me is so high that I have become your debtor. I have only gone out of your sight to increase your mood. Increase only your mood. If a very poor person have a chintamani and again he lost this, then he become mad for that. So I became out of sight to you to see your love, affection for me. And I saw that in whole world there is no comparison in any apex, anywhere it is not written. So now I think that I am ready to you. Then gopis told that, oh, you have been defeated, but yet you tell that I am defeated, so we are defeated and you have conquered us. Understand?
Yes.
Here Krishna is defeated and he admitted it. So gopis are telling that if you have admitted this fact, it means that we are defeated and you have conquered me. These are premalap, all these things. After that they again began to dance and to do all these things. Here Sukadev, Parikshit Maharaj is telling to him that these activities are out of etiquette. Why Krishna did so? Sukadeva Goswami is not a common person. So, beginning from his birth, he is out of all these things, worldly things. Sukadeva, here Jiva Goswami is telling that Sukadeva Goswami is Bal Brahmachari. Out of Maya, he is not seeing anything against religion in Krishna activities, because he is out of Achit. He cannot explain anything which is out of etiquette, against Dharma. He was explaining it in very motion means Bhava-ves. What is the meaning of Bhava-ves? Bhava-me-avishtho-kar. When Parikshit did this is doubt, he becomes some but not angry but upset. Why I have told all these things to this Parikshit Maharaj? I should not have ought to have told all these things to Parikshit. He wanted to explain more and more Holika Leela, you know?
Yes.
Jhula. Jhula means?
Swing.
Swing. Extreme meeting. And vilas, extreme vilas in all this. But he could not, he somewhat angry, he told that all these pastimes I will not tell. After this he ended 10th canto, not 10th canto but Rash Leela, and other Leela he could not explain. Because he saw that they are not competent and qualified for this. A person who has some Shraddha, he can hear. But those who have no Shraddha, they cannot hear all this. So in this group, in this assembly, there are so many persons which are unqualified to hear this. So Jiggu Swami is telling, if Sukhdev Goswami is telling and he is out of Maya, he cannot tell anything against dharma, religion. It is so. But there are so many persons, and for these persons, those persons, Parikshit Maharaj asked this question. He knows that it is not out of religion, but he cannot answer. There are so many things we cannot answer, but we know it, that it is true. Like, we know that Mayavad is against bhakti, and bhakti is the mool Pratipadya Vishaya of all Shastra. Pratipadya? What is meaning of Pratipadya?
Essence of all Shastra.
Well, they want to establish Krishna and Krishna praying all Shastra. But if a Mayavadi will come and he will debate with you, there are so many questions that you cannot reply. Also, I cannot reply. No? There are so many things. But yet, we know that bhakti is meant. Gyan is not everything. By gyan, anyone cannot have Krishna, but only by bhakti. But there are so many learned persons in Mayavad, they can cut all your jukti and all these things. We cannot establish. Baldev Prabhu established what other could not establish. And that is why Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur sent him to Galta Gaddi. You know?
Yes.
So at that time, no such learned Vaishnava were there who can establish. At the time of Prabhupada, you know perhaps, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was in old age, there was quarrel between Vaishnava and Brahmins. And Brahmins were telling that Brahmins were more superior than Vaishnava. At that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was somewhat anxious. So he sent Prabhupada to establish. So what others could not establish, Prabhupada established there. There are so many things that we cannot establish. But we will not leave bhakti. So he, Parikshit Maharaj, are in the same level. He does not know the answer, but he has so much affection for Krishna. But Sukhdev Goswami is Sarvajna. Sarvajna, you know?
He knows everything.
He is doing the part of Sarvajna. Parikshit Maharaj is not less than Sukadeva Goswami. I think that in frame he is more than Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami has not touched the dust of Krishna feet, but Parikshit Maharaj played in the laps of Krishna, and he has got so much affection from Krishna. Krishna has saved him in his own mother's home. So Parikshit Maharaj, in our sight, it seems that what Sukadeva Goswami has not, he has. But he was playing the role of a guru, acharya, and he was playing the role of Sruta, audience. So Parikshit Maharaj asked this question to him.
Not 1 hour, but if you take 1 hour, thereafter we said that.
But I have explained other things mixed with this, and then Parikshit Maharaj is telling that you are such dharma seti. Seti means to raksha. Why Krishna did the anusthana for dharma? It is a dharma to talk with ladies and do all this. Krishna is Vedmurti. Vedmurti? Vigraha of Ved. That Krishna is telling that bhajatam maya paroksham bhajata tirohitam. That I was doing bhajan to you or when I am outside of you, you are outside. Meaning I was doing bhajan, I was serving you. Krishna has told himself that I was serving. Why he should serve? It is against the religious. Srimad Bhagavatam. That Krishna has descendant to this world. Vallabha Paramahansa to give lesson to Paramahansa. Paramahansa like Sukadeva Goswami, like all others. Bhaktanaya Vinodaya
Madhavatta Vinodartham Karama Jivitas Kriya.
Krishna has come to please all the bhaks. Not he has not come to do anything against adharma. So Kunti is fearing that you have come. Kunti is herself telling to Krishna that you have come to establish dharma. They will not know you. All the yogi and muni. You know that Brahma is the father of all yogis and munis. he could not understand Krishna after killing Agastya. And especially when Krishna became so many cowherds and cows, he could not understand Krishna. This is very lowest past tense of Krishna. And highest is Ras. So lowest past time he could not
understand.
How he can understand all this? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami are telling that. They have not seen actually the dance of gopis and all activities. But Sukhdev Goswami is telling in worldly language. His explanations and everything what he is telling is quite chinmay. But those who are hearing are reading. Maya ghost is coming there. Understand? But
whatever Sukadeva Goswami is explaining is spiritual. That he is using language which is like material, and material thoughts may enter the minds of unqualified persons.
That is the fact. What he is explaining is out of Maya. What he is explaining is out of Maya. But the Maya mal is coming